You're listening to Pod News Extra, more stuff from Pod News and the Pod News Weekly Review. This podcast is hosted and sponsored by Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout gives you easy and powerful tools with free learning materials and remarkable customer support. It even includes dynamic audio, like this. Get started free today at buzzsprout.com. On January the 31st, 2023, Daniel Ek was asked a question in Spotify's latest earnings call after saying, in hindsight, I probably got a bit carried away and overinvested relative to the uncertainty we saw shaping up in the market. Here's the question that he was asked in the earnings call and how he answered.
All right, we've got another question from Rich Greenfield on podcasting. Investors remain skeptical that podcasting is a good business and that it has meaningfully moved the needle for Spotify. Can you help them understand why you believe in the investment to date, especially in the context of your recent management changes?
Yeah, I think the most important thing here is to kind of go back on context. 4 years ago, we entered into podcasting. The major player in podcasting had been doing it for 20 years and was considered the sort of unassailable leader. So we wanted to tackle this heads on. And we realized again, as I mentioned in my comments around audiobooks, that this was a nascent space that was growing, albeit still was underconsumed to what we believe the potential was in the industry. And we took the medium and pretty much have grown overall globally now the audience by a huge margin to what was true 4 years ago. So it wasn't just that we took audience from another platform, but we actually grew the pie meaningfully for podcasters. And as a result, you know, now we have over 5 million creators on Spotify. So a massive increase in the number of people who are creating podcasts, you being one of them. This is true across the world, really, at this point. So net-net, I think we went from being almost nowhere 4 years ago to now being the leader in many markets around the world in this space. And that adds several benefits to Spotify. It adds the benefit that it makes our business more defensible because now it is meaningfully contributing to our advertising story. It is also so that from a competitive lens, when we've added this content, what we're seeing is that consumers are not just consuming music on the platform, but they're consuming music and podcast to a great extent. And the number of users on our platform that are consuming podcast keeps growing as well. And as that's happening, their retention increases. And as that happening, it is impacting our business. Now, what you're probably asking underneath all of that is that it's been a drag on the gross margin side. So what does that mean for the future? Well, we've been making many investments. Some of them have been working greatly, and you should expect us to double down on those. And some of them, not surprisingly, haven't worked out. There are certain shows that work really, really well for us, and there are shows that didn't perform as we expected. And I think that's a sign of maturity that, you go for the growth first and then you seek the efficiency. But generally, what you should expect us is across the board now to be focused more on that efficiency and creating more leverage. And that's certainly true in podcasting too. And the management changes really had nothing to do with a change of strategy in podcasting. It is more around increasing the speed of decision making and increasing the focus on efficiency across the board. Because the next era of Spotify is one where we're adding speed plus efficiency, not just focused on speed or growth at all costs. And that is a big shift, but it is also what we said during the investor day in June. And now we're going to have to live up to that. And I know some investors don't believe that we're serious about it, but hopefully my remarks today shows that we are really, really focused on driving efficiency going forward.